your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashensky with Kale Zomer up in the WBEV studio, making us sound good this morning. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And I can't think of any better way to start a Friday than to talk with Sandy over there with McKinstry's. Sandy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Any big plans coming up for the weekend here? We're still getting all the warm weather here in October.
Oh, yes. It's just beautiful. Well, we have here at the store a mattress sale starting. And so I'll be working tomorrow. So come on and see me and look at mattresses. Big mattress sale. It's going to be on Symbol, which is made down in Watertown, Wisconsin, and Simmons Beauty Rest. They're made down in Janesville, Wisconsin. We also have adjustable bases on sale, and also we have some sheets and mattress protectors. So come on in and get comfortable. Good night's sleep is very important.
Oh, it's so important. When you're talking about having your mattress sale over there right now, do these come in an array of different sizes that people can choose from as well?
Of course. So the common sizes, twin, full, queen, king. Some of them we can order, like California Kings and things like that. We just would need to see what mattress you're looking at and see if it comes in the special sizes also.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've heard these brands before, too. I know McKinstry's, it's important for you guys to offer the best. What is it about these mattresses that really set themselves apart from others out there?
Well, number one, we consider Watertown and Janesville fairly local, so we are just really happy they're Wisconsin companies.
Absolutely.
And then Simmons Beauty Rest, oh my gosh, I mean, they've been around forever, and you've always heard of them. Symbol is a little bit smaller company made in Watertown, but they do make really good quality mattresses also. And basically, you know, lots of different comfort levels as far as plushes and extra firm pillow tops, memory foam, you know, lots of different layers inside. Basically, if you come on in, we'll have you try them out and give you the differences of what, you know, what makes them different.
I'm more of a firm guy. Are you like a soft mattress person? You need it firm as well? Where did you land on this?
I am not a firm person. I do like a little cush to the mattress.
Fair enough. I need it to almost be like a board. Like I'm literally sleeping on the ground, Sandy. I don't know what
it is. We have those. We have those mattresses available.
You do? Well, see,
yeah.
That's always good to keep in mind. I was just saying, I'm a big fella. I run through these things pretty fast. I got to make sure I'm always checking in over there at McKinstry's down there. But, Sandy, what else is going on over at McKinstry's right now? I always love talking Lazy Boys with you.
Well, I mean, there's so much we have in the store, of course. We have the Lazy Boy recliners, and right now it's football season, so isn't it great to get a new recliner and be comfortable? Also, you know what? It's not too early to think about Christmas.
Great point.
Yeah, I mean, we have probably over 100 different recliners in stock, and what a great Christmas present would that be?
Oh, my God. We did that. We surprised my father with a Lazy Boy about 5-6 years ago, and it was by far the best gift he ever got. We usually get him, like, the bird seed and other, like, well, dad buys what dad wants gifts. He doesn't buy a Lazy Boy for himself. It's a great idea to go out there for Christmas and surprise a loved one with a new seat.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Sandy, anything else that we need to hit on today that's going on over there at the McKinstry's Home Furnishings right down there in downtown Beaver Dam?
I don't think so. Just stop in and see us. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 5.
Well, Sandy, you're the best. I hope you have a great weekend. Already looking forward to talking next Friday. What a great way to bring in the weekend talking to you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, have a good one. We're going to step aside for a quick break now. When we come back, we are going to either tell you what's going on, or we might have a guest. We're going to find out. It's kind of that choose your own adventure together now. We're going to find out on the other side of the break here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Fall into flavor at the Market at Beaver Dam. Enjoy Angus Pride Rump Roast for $6.99 a pound and Granny's Cheesy Hash Browns, hot or cold, only $3.99 a pound. Our Family Brown or Powdered Sugar is 2 for $4 and Granny's Bakery Fresh Scones are 3 for $3.99. Grab Golden Plump Boneless Chicken Breasts at $3.99 a pound for the family packs and Pepsi 24 packs for $11.99. Don't miss the beautiful Jumbo Moms in stock now. fall. Download the My Market app for more fall savings only at the Market App Beaverdam.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the mystery player of the game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Our fall home sale is in full swing, and you can save up to 50% off of list prices in-store and online. Check out this amazing Kyla sofa for as little as $399 with the matching chair for only $99. That's a $329 savings. If you're looking for Lazy Boy chairs, we have tons and tons of Lazy Boy chairs on sale. And choose your style with chair side tables for as little as $129. Freshen up your room, shop local, and save big during our fall home sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
When the time comes for a helping hand, we're America's choice in home care. When you or your loved ones need assistance, Visiting Angels will be there.
Let's meet Leo, a client of Visiting Angels. Leo describes the challenges he faces.
I've been in a wheelchair for 50 years from a car accident in the military.
Let's meet Leo's wife, Christine.
The biggest thing that I appreciate is having direct contact with somebody who's really listening and is concerned about my concerns and takes it seriously. I have on occasion made a phone call to them and for some reason have had to leave a message. They actually call back, which is wonderful, and in a very timely fashion. So those are things that are really important to me. They genuinely seem to care about their clients. It's not just a paycheck for them.
If you need help or know someone that does, visit visitingangels.com.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
Now at Leroy's, your old-fashioned meat market in Fox Lake, Horicon, and Ripon, let's all be full of bologna. They are unveiling their new 14-ounce all-beef ring bologna for just $7.99 each. There's some perfect pork deals to start off the pumpkin month, too. Pork cutlet can be had for $3.69 a pound, and garlic parm panko, sweet bourbon panko, cornflake, and plain flavors for $3.99 a pound. There's also boneless stuffed pork loin chopped in traditional wild rice mushroom and apple cranberry flavors. Leroy's has beef rump roast or beef stew meat for $6.99 a pound. And there's boneless seasoned turkey breast roast for $6.99 a pound. The Heat and Eat entree of the week is smoked brisket mac and cheese for $7.49 each. Visit Horicon's Bratfry Saturday, October 4th in the Leroy Meats food truck at Walt Vogel's Pumpkin Farm the 4th and 5th. Visit LeroyMeats.com for more specials. Remember, no one beats Leroy Meats.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Randy and his team was so gracious to have us in their home yesterday over at Professional Floor Covering, and they're here to help you design the perfect space. I got to see they have over 1,000 samples of carpet. That ain't a joke. That ain't a figment of their imagination. They got a lot of carpet over there. LVP, they have hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings, but it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tiles, shower inserts, and more. But that flooring, we got to see it hands-on yesterday, Kale, and there's so many different types, styles, and brands of flooring. I mentioned the carpet, hardwood, laminate LVP, that tile stone in the area rugs, and Randy and his team will come out to measure and provide suggestions on type of flooring at those price points that are going to meet your individual budget. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. I'm excited this morning. We are joined by April with Habitat for Humanity of Dodge and Washington Counties. April, I got to start. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for this opportunity of your time having me on and to be able to spread the word of our mission.
Absolutely. And I would love to start with that mission because I think a lot of people are familiar with like the phrase Habitat for Humanity, but there's still a lot of people that don't necessarily know what you guys do all the time. Can you share a little bit about that mission with us?
Yes, of course. Well, we are a nonprofit Christian housing ministry. We build, repair simple, quality, affordable homes in partnership with the community and for families in need.
Well, how did you get involved with this? This is obviously, it takes a real, almost courage to go out there and see some of the really tough things out there and do all this good stuff. What was it that brought you to Habitat for Humanity?
I have always heard of Habitat for Humanity. I have volunteered in the past. I love the concept and what it does for people. A lot of times people have three different preconceptions of what we're all about. First, they might think that the houses are free. They think, oh, no way, that's a gimmick. Or they think that it was started by Jimmy Carter. And that's not true. So I love the concept of what we do. So what we do is we build affordable, quality homes for families in need. And it's amazing. The houses are built for the families. They're built for and based around their income. It takes them out of renting and puts them into home ownership. Mm. Which is empowering, giving them equity that they're building on to build a firm foundation for their families. And that's what I love, and that's why I joined Habitat.
How long have you been a part of this group?
Oh, I've volunteered in the past. I've always known of their mission. I've only been with Habitat for a year, but it's been very rewarding. And just to see the growth of what we do is truly amazing, and having a part of that. And a lot of people don't realize how long we've been doing this. It was actually started by Miller Fuller. He was co-partnership with this whole concept back in like 1976. And it's all based on his theory of his Christian faith, that the theory of having enough, which I totally love that theory. Today, Habitat has been prospering ever since. Habitat for Humanity actually is in 70 countries besides the United States. It has 1,500 affiliates in the United States alone, 550 international.
Wow.
And just of last year, just for the United States alone, we have tied over 350 million dollars, which is incredible for what we do.
That's surreal.
When we built these homes, again, we built these homes on the families that are selected. We select them based on their needs, their ability to pay, and their willingness to partnership with us. But again, what they're getting in return is they're getting a house built for their family, built for their income, again, to put them in home ownership, again, building instant equity, that firm foundation, and it's all at 0% interest.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, for families out there that are sitting there like, you know what, this sounds amazing, I just don't know if I'd be eligible, how can they find out if they might be somebody that could be looking for assistance down the road?
Yes. Now, right now, with our opportunities that we have going on, we have opportunities in Dodge County. So if you live or work in Dodge County for at least a year, please apply with us. You can apply online or you can visit one of our ReStores. Our ReStores actually have applications if you want to go in there and ask questions. You could also set up an appointment with me with Family Services and I can walk you through everything. Our opportunities, we are so looking forward to going into Dodge County. Opportunities in Beaver Dam, which I just love as a growing community. And they are We have open enrollment for families to apply, and they would need to meet those three criteria as far as need, ability to pay for some kind of a mortgage, and the willingness to partner with us. We rely heavily on the revenues from our ReStore. We rely heavily on volunteers and donations, and that's how we pull it all together. That's how we put it in to our homes. We give everything back in our homes, and again, it's all at zero interest for them. I actually wish we had 100 homes to give away. We have lots of opportunities coming up for Dodge County, but they would have, the families would have to go through a selection, and they would have to apply.
So, and how do they, would they go to the website to apply?
Yes, they go to the website, apply, or then go to our ReStores, fill out a hard copy application if they want. They can make an appointment with me, and I will walk them through everything.
Well, that's fantastic. What is that website for people in case they are curious about how to get out there and apply?
Oh, that is simply, it's just our affiliate. It is Habitat for Humanity, Washington, Dodge County.
That's perfect. That people can remember that. And if they can't for whatever reason, they can always go back and see this on Daily Dodge TV and jot that down from there. You mentioned how important it is to have volunteers for a mission like this to be successful. Well, I want to start with that. First of all, how or what would you recommend if somebody is out there that says, hey, maybe I do want to help out, I just don't know if this is right for me. What's this experience like working with Habitat for Humanity?
We love people giving back, volunteering. We will find something for anybody who's willing to give us time and volunteering at any skill level. We have we actually have three ReStores. We have a ReStore in Beaver Dam, Germantown, and West Bend. We can find everything to anything to meet those criteria as far as what we do in our ReStores. We also have lots of fundraiser, very, very fun events throughout the year. And we also, if people have skills or want to learn skills, we also have building events where we actually have large groups of volunteers that will actually put sweat equity into our homes, and will work side by side with our building crews.
Well, it's so exciting because, like, people like me, I'm not very hands-on. I would be a mess out there. But having that ability to know any skill level, I'd be okay. I'd be able to help out, too.
Yeah, it's very different. Like, people can know how to do something by a book or watching a video, but it's very, very different when you're on site. When we have, we'll have a builder's event, and we'll have a group of volunteers, and we have a professional construction leader that will show them, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to do it. And that leader is standing over their shoulder watching them and critiquing them and pointing out, nope, we want you to do it this way.
Good.
And, but it's amazing. It's amazing how it comes together. Sometimes we have framing events, builds, where we will have groups of people for a week or 2 weeks, and we will have the entire frame go up, and it's so empowering. I have been to one of those before. It was called Women's Build, and it was in Hartford, Wisconsin, at our home build. And it was so empowering. It went for 2 weeks. It was a great experience for me to go through that.
I can imagine so. And I know a lot of people love to give back, and they love to volunteer their time. But some people don't have as much time to volunteer. Are you able to take on people that are saying, hey, maybe I just have this one day a month? Would you be able to take volunteers in that capacity as well?
Absolutely. You know, the heart of a volunteer, most of the volunteers, you know, and most of us do not have the time, but we have the heart. And we will find something at anybody's skill level at any time that they're willing to give to us.
I love that. And I know that there's also those people out there that are like, I'm not in that ability of my life at this point to be able to volunteer, but I would like to give back. You mentioned donations. How could people donate to you guys other than going into just those stores? Can they also do that online as well?
Yes, exactly. There is many ways that suits everybody's needs. As far as donation, it could be time. It could be resources. It could be supplies. It could be it could be land. So there, you know, we are always seeking land. We're always seeking time, donations, anything that people are willing. The heart of a volunteer is so great, and we appreciate it all.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. I feel like before we have to let you go, I got to ask you, after a year of this, and it sounds like it's been very rewarding, has there been a favorite experience or a favorite memory that you'd be able to share with us?
Well, there's several. What we do is for the families that are selected, once they're selected, we call them a partner family. We partner with them. So when we go through this process of building their home for them, we include them as much as we can. When we break ground, we have a whole ceremony celebration that we go through them and we dedicate the land and the home to them. When the house is completed, which is this tremendous feeling when we see it all come together, we also have a dedication of that home back to the family. We invite the community. We invite anybody who had a part in that as far as sponsors, the community, the families, all our boating crew, all our team comes, and we have this celebration of the donation of the house going back to the family.
Wow.
So it's truly amazing. And that's the part where you see it all come together throughout any hurdles, any hardships. That's all the time that it takes to get that family in there. It could be, you know, over a 2-year period, maybe even a little bit more than that. When we see it all come to fruition, we see it to the completion. It is so gratifying. It's very hard to explain, and it's not even our homes. It's the home that we're dedicating to the family. So.
Well, that's so heartening to hear. And first of all, congratulations on making it a year. And hopefully many, many more. It sounds like a very rewarding experience so far for you. And I think, people like it. We like to volunteer. You like to give back. And this is a great opportunity to do so for people right here in your area.
Yeah.
Well,
of course. And our goal is to do 4 a year, whether it's Washington County or Dodge County. Our hands are always full, and we are always acceptance and so gratitude for anybody who contributes in any way.
Well, we're very appreciative of you, and thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time this morning. Hopefully we get people going out there, and let's keep doing some great things in the area.
Thank you so much for your time and for helping us spread this word.
Absolutely. Well, have a great day, April. We are going to throw it to break now, and when we come back, we are going to be joined by Mary Fitzgerald talking a little bit of the Dodge County Center for the Arts. That's right on the other side of the break here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, ag, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New deadline, President Trump just now saying on social media, Hamas must agree to his proposed peace deal for Gaza by 6 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday, or he says the group will suffer more attacks. This is day 3 of the government shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers furloughed. President Trump says he's figuring out ways to fire them permanently. A massive fire at a Chevron refinery in Southern California. ABC's Trevor Altz on the scene in El Segundo.
This refinery is so large here, they have their own fire department, and they had their hands full overnight taming these gigantic flames that sent people scrambling to evacuate, other people told to shelter in place, and officials now are monitoring the hot spots here and also the air quality here in the surrounding area.
No word on any injuries. Today is sentencing day for Sean Diddy Combs. He is expected to address the court and apologize. Prosecutors are asking that he receive 11 years behind bars on prostitution-related charges. This is ABC News.
Keep your feet kicked up, sit back, and hang with us at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. There's another confirmed case of bird flu in a Jefferson County poultry farm. Wisconsin agriculture officials confirmed it the other day. The affected area is quarantined and more than a half million birds will be euthanized. Another bird flu outbreak in Jefferson County last week affected about 3 million birds. Governor Evers says Democrats in Washington are doing the right thing by demanding Obamacare tax credits be included in any bill to end the government shutdown. Evers says there's nothing more important than people's health. Republicans say any discussion about health care can wait until after the shutdown is over. A teenager from Waukesha charged with killing his mother and his stepfather is set to stand trial March 2nd. 17-year-old Nikita Kassip faces 10 charges. He was arrested in Kansas the same day in February the bodies of Tatiana Kassip and Donald Meyer were found in their home. Pretty soon your pennies will be no good at Quick Trip. The convenience store chain announced yesterday it's following the lead of the U.S. Treasury Department, which is getting ready to stop minting pennies. Going forward, Quick Trip will round down all its cash sales to the nearest nickel. The cost of digital and credit card transactions will stay the same. The last big item garbage pickup in Beaver Dam for the year is next week. The offer is good for households that get their regular trash picked up by the city. Bulk waste includes furniture, mattresses, box springs, carpet, countertops, doors, and windows. The next curbside bulk pickup isn't until May. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, it'll be the Brewers and the Cubs in the American League Division Series tomorrow afternoon at American Family Field. 108 the first pitch, 12:30 the pregame show on 95.3 WBEV. They did flip-flop Monday's start time with the Phillies. The Brewers and Cubs now going to play at 8:08 on Monday night. You'll hear that one as well on 95.3. High school football tonight on Daily Dodge TV and 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam as the Golden Beavers head to Kewaskum. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. You can also hear a big one in the Capital Conference tonight as Columbus makes the road trip to Lake Mills. That's a DD TV exclusive right there. Badger football team heads to Ann Arbor taking on the Michigan Wolverines. That game will be heard tomorrow now on 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam. You can see all of last night's high school scores on the sports tab at dailydodge.com. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Find all the latest local news on dailydodge.com, presented by Saputo.
High temperatures reach up to 87 today under mainly clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 59. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, 86. Highs around 83 Sunday under sunny skies. 70 Monday, chance of rain showers. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 68.
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine Antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine Antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where they invite you to come check out their great selection of area rugs. Area rugs do far more than just cover your floors. They transform living spaces, they define rooms, and express personal style. Area rugs serve multiple functional purposes in your home. They provide warmth and comfort underfoot, especially on cold hardwood, tile, or concrete floors. During Wisconsin winter, stepping onto a soft rug rather than a chilly floor can make all the difference in your home's comfort level. You can use an area rug to define and separate spaces, particularly in open floor plans. A well-placed rug can create a visual boundary between your living room and dining area without the need for walls or dividers. Area rugs also add visual interest through color, pattern, and texture. So whether you prefer something traditional, something contemporary, or anything in between, stop into McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam and let their staff help you find just the right area rug for you. Time for more of today's Hometown Today. We head back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio and more with Wally.
Thank you very much, Kale, and I'm fired up this morning because joined by one of my favorite people in the area, Mary Fitzgerald, with the Dodge County Center for the Arts. And Mary, I know that we were originally going to talk earlier this week, so we got a tighter window today. So I'm going to really try to get out of your way now, and we got to start talking first. John Noltner was just in town.
Correct.
Unbelievable event. Can you tell us a little bit about how that went from your guys' angle?
Sure. First of all, I just want to say you're one of my favorite people in the area, too. So it's great to be with you today. I just wanted to kind of recap. We were able to house his exhibit while he was here. He was all over town taking photos and doing different events. But we got to house the exhibit, kind of babysit all the folks that were highlighted in those interviews, and we got to host a couple of really fun events. So it was a really moving experience for us. We saw, as best we can estimate, about 500 people come through our doors in 1 week. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Our monthly visitor count is about 200 for a month.
So you went two and a half times that.
In a week.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. So I'd like to put it out there for all of our listeners today. We don't always have John Noltner in the house, but we always have Dodge County Center for the Arts.
Amen.
And there's always beautiful art there. So I'd like to see at least half of the people that came to the Noltner exhibit come back and see the art we've got on display now, because we've got some really cool stuff.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of those people got to go out there. And if that was your first time, you were probably like, wow, I did not realize this is right in my backyard.
Yeah.
So utilize it more.
Yeah. So many people come in and say, I never knew this was here. I thought this was still a bank. And our building was a bank at one time, but it's a beautiful art center. We have over 35 local artists on display. We've got two fantastic shows going on right now that I'd like to talk a little bit about too.
Please. I'd love to dive into that.
Right. So the first one is called Beautiful Expressions. This show focuses on art that is done by individuals who have dementia or mild cognitive disorder and their caregivers.
Okay.
So a lot of it is done in like art therapy programs where it's a place for the people, the patients to get out, the caregivers to get out to do something fun together. We've got one full room and about four walls full of art. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful art. And then also in the front and side of our building, if you drive by, you're going to notice it right away. There's over 2,000 purple flags hanging. Each one of those flags represents one person in Dodge County that's affected by dementia or mild cognitive disorder. And it's just a way for us to help ADRC in Juneau to raise awareness for dementia concerns and dementia being dementia friendly in our community.
Well, as we grow older too, and we see like our friends and family members, anybody that has ever been affected by that it is one of the worst diseases out there.
It's really, really tough. And the thing is that there's so many different kinds of dementia and so many different symptoms. Sometimes it's hard to diagnose or realize. But Rob Grizzle, who is on our board, by the way, at the Art Center, but he's also a dementia care specialist in Juneau, and he has a ton of resources. Wow. So not only can you come and see the display outside, the art inside, we also have several tables full of resources for individuals to come in. So that's one show that's going on through the end of October. And then the second show is a little more on the fun side.
That okay, was good. You get
beautiful.
You get both
sides. Yeah. Beautiful expressions can be a little intense, a little serious. But the second one is called the Banana Show.
Yeah, that sounds up my alley there.
So no real bananas in this art, but individuals were asked to bring in a piece of art that had something to do with a banana. We have 17 entries, and it is a contest. It will be judged. We're also having People's Choice Award. But we have watercolor painting. We have acrylic painting. We have wood carving. We have fiber art. We have a diorama that has little toy soldiers in it. The title of that piece is The War Zone is Bananas. It's just fantastic. One painting is of a banana funeral, and the decedent is banana bread. So it's just really a fun show. So I invite everybody to come and see that. We do have an opening reception tonight for the Beautiful Expressions. So we are open a little later this evening till 7 o'clock. So if you're coming home from work on a Friday and you just want to stop in and say hi, you're welcome to do so. But both of these shows will run through the end of October. So stop in and see them.
Wow. Yeah. So if you get the sad one first, maybe you get the plan the banana one right after, because then you can kind of spice yourself up going out the door, right?
It's kind of a good balance. You
I
know,
like that
it's
balance.
All life is all about balance.
It really is. We're learning out very much. And one of those ways is to get yoga in your life. There's ongoing things you have going over there. That's a part of me right there.
We didn't even plan that segue talking about balance and then yoga. That was really good.
That worked out really well.
That was really good. So I also wanted to just touch base on some of the ongoing programs that we offer, and one of those is yoga with Audrey's Yoga. Audrey is there on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:15 in the morning and 6 o'clock in the evening. Tuesday mornings, she does a chair yoga. The rest are floor or mat yoga, but Audrey will adapt to whatever you need. She's so inclusive. She's so encouraging. She's wonderful. And if you take your first class at DCCA, it is free.
She
wants people to experience yoga and see how it can help with their strength, flexibility, balance, really joy. You know, it brings you joy to do stuff like this too. So I know you may be stepping in.
I'm saying when this show is over, I am sending an email to Audrey to prove that I'm putting it.
Perfect.
I'm going to see you there. It's going to be a party next Thursday.
All right. We'll look forward to having you. It's super fun. We also have workshops on Wednesday afternoons. That's for painting, drawing, whatever you feel like doing. You can bring your own supplies, or we have supplies on hand at the Art Center. We're currently seeing between, I would say, 5 and 10 people at those sessions, 1:30 to 4, or 1 to 4:30, excuse me, every single Wednesday. We have a facilitator that's wonderful. Her name is Lisa Amport. She'll help you if you want it. She'll leave you alone if you don't want it. And then when you take a break, you can walk around and look at the art too. So that's a program. And then kind of just to mention too, we do host a program that's called Spark. And that is one of the programs that Rob from the ADRC runs in the area to just kind of meet on a regular basis with individuals dealing with dementia. Ours is the third Thursday of every month from 1 to 2:30 right at DCCA.
Third Thursday each month, 1 to 2:30 p.m. right at DCCA.
Correct.
I can do that. And remember, too, you can watch this back on Daily Dodge TV. So if you miss any of this, you can go back, hear the great things that Mary is talking about today, these great initiatives and everything with Dodge County Center for the Arts. It's Halloween season. It's October.
It is.
It might not feel like it outside right now, but I promise you Halloween is 4 weeks away.
I know.
And with that, you got jack-o'-lanterns, you got pumpkins, And you're doing a really cool thing with that this year.
Yep, we are. We were invited by the Chamber of Commerce. You know, they have the big fall down hound fest. That's a huge thing. Casket races, all that good stuff.
See October 25th.
Yeah, for sure. But we are going to start this year doing a pumpkin decorating contest. It's going to be a $5 entry fee, so it's affordable for anyone. You can decorate your pumpkin however you choose. It can be carved. It can be painted. It can be embellished with other items.
Or jewels on there.
Yeah,
like
bejeweled pumpkin. I kind of love that idea.
You like that?
Yeah. And then we'll, on the Saturday of Fall Fest, we'll have some of our artists judge them. We will have some cash prizes, and we're just going to have a little bit of fun with it.
That's a great idea. Have you had any fun ideas on your own, how you're going to decorate your own yet?
I may, but I can't tell you.
You can't divulge.
I don't want to give my ideas away.
I always admire the people that can shave the outside.
Oh, my gosh.
I have shaky hands. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
There's a lot
of
skill in this area.
For
Dodge
sure.
County.
For sure.
But that's not the only holiday coming up.
Correct.
We got other fun things. Christmas is right around the corner.
Correct.
And I've heard you have a holiday art market that you have to tell me a little bit about.
So we call it either our art market or gift gallery, whatever you want to say. But what we want people to know is that November and December, the Dodge County Center for the Arts is a go-to place for holiday gifts and decor. Not a lot of people think of it. You might think you should go to Hobby Lobby. You might think you should go other places. But stop in and see what we have to offer. Our artists create one-of-a-kind holiday decorations for your home. And there's also that huge variety of maybe gifts that you wouldn't find anywhere else and are one-of-a-kind. If there's someone special in your life that you want to give a really neat gift to, a piece of unique art is the way to go.
I know I'm putting you on the spot. I hate doing this, but I'm going to anyways. For like the art market, these unique pieces of art, do you have any examples off the top of your head that you can remember from years past that will be out there so people have a gauge on what they can expect?
Man, it runs the gamut. We've got a new artist that has joined recently, and she does like, they're called shadow boxes.
Shadow boxes,
so it's very finely cut layers of paper, so it has a lot of depth to it, and she does a lot of really beautiful holiday ones. You know, cute things like Santa, elves, but also more like winter themed, like snowflake, deer, that kind of thing.
Snowmen, things like that.
Mm-hmm. We have a gentleman who does small carvings. He does a lot of really cute Santa heads, Christmas trees. We've got painters that just do holiday scenes or winter scenes, jewelry, purses, wallets. That's all I got on the spot.
No, that's more than impressive. I was expecting like one, maybe two things. That was well done right there.
Perfect.
I find it awesome too. And I know we have to wrap up. And I always love our time together here. Mm-hmm. But you brought up that Dodge County Center for the Arts, the building, used to be a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's so fitting to take something that is kind of that mundane of the everyday and turn it into something beautiful. And I feel like it's just a testament to everything that Dodge County Center for the Arts has done, especially in this time that I've been here. I'm excited to see it continue to grow and flourish.
Thank you so much. We are excited, too. The building was a beautiful gift from a very generous couple in the community, and we really love our building. We're doing a lot of things to improve it. We've got a great crew of volunteers that work on the outside, the gardens, repainting sculptures, taking care of the inside. Our handyman, Chuck Vogel, is working on a community activities board that'll be visible to the outside. So people can walk by and read what's going on in the community. So just a lot of fun stuff.
Mary Fitzgerald, the gallery coordinator with Dodge County Center for the Arts. It's amazing as always to see you. And I can't wait until the next time we get to talk.
Awesome. I'll see you at yoga next week, Wally.
I'll see you on Thursday.
Bye-bye.
We're going to be coming back here after a short break. Kale and I got to let you know what's going on, including some Brewers baseball and some Beaver Dam football. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Discover McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Area rugs do far more than cover your floors. They transform living spaces, define rooms, and express personal style. Area rugs can provide warmth and comfort underfoot, especially on cold hardwood, tile, or concrete floors. During Wisconsin winters, stepping onto a soft rug rather than a chilly floor can make all the difference in your home's comfort level. You can use an area rug to define and separate spaces, especially in open floor plans. A well-placed rug can create a visual boundary between your living room and dining area without the need for walls or dividers. Area rugs also add visual interest through color, pattern, and texture. Whether you prefer traditional patterns, contemporary designs, or something in between, Stop into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, and let our staff help you find just the right area rug for you.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year. McKinstry's.
At Preferred Dental Partners, our core values are more than just something we put on our wall. They're something we live out. Core value number 3 is compassionate care. Over the years, we've learned a very important anatomy lesson. There are humans attached to the mouths we treat, and we know humans are complex with many needs beyond their teeth. Whether it's the anxiety that accompanies walking into the door of a dental office, or when you're trying to juggle all life is throwing at you, we get it. If you're looking for some compassion with your dental care, call Preferred Dental Partners today.
The Senior Expo Council, in partnership with New Medical Center, invites you to the Waupun Senior Expo on Thursday, October 9th at a new location this year, Waupun Community Center at 520 McKinley Street.
The day begins at 9:30 with everyone's favorite bingo.
A Master Gardener's presentation at 10:30 a.m. talking about fall.
At 11:30, it's yoga with Rachel from the Waupun Community Center. And at 12:30, bingo will close the expo out.
Visit the Hearing Life booth to get your free hearing screening too. Free lunch for the first 250 attendees, courtesy of New Medical Center and Visiting Angels. That's right, free lunch. The Waupun Senior Expo is presented by New Medical Center, Visiting Angels, and the Meadows of Fond du Lac.
Thursday, October 9th from 9 till 1. New location this year, the Waupun Community Center.
Go to SeniorExpoCouncil.com and like them on Facebook.
It's the Waupun Senior Expo coming up on Thursday, October 9th.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our fall home sale is going on right now, and you can save big with tons and tons of Sealy mattresses. This amazing wintergreen Sealy mattress is on sale for as little as $399, or pick your comfort. For $999, you can get a firm, a medium tight top, a medium hybrid, or a soft pillow top, or a soft mattress for as little as $999, and pick your comfort. Shop local and save on all of your favorite mattress brands with us during our fall home sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashinsky and Kale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I am loving the jacket right now, Kale, and I can feel that excitement. It feels like it's been culminating and building to this for so long, but it is the Cubs, the Brewers and Cubs tomorrow in the early afternoon. How are we feeling?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you like the jacket. My favorite part about this jacket, by the way, is the pockets. If you just give me a second here, I just really enjoy the pockets.
Oh, pocket pancakes are here!
But I'm really even more excited for Brewers postseason baseball. Yeah, for those not watching on Daily Dutch TV, I got the pocket pancake.
He told me an hour ago that he would have a surprise when we started talking Brewers at the end. That was not on my bingo card, but Pat Murphy would be very proud of you right now. Hopefully that brings some good mojo.
I'm channeling my inner Pat Murphy. You know, he pulled out the pocket pancake and they went 12 straight wins. So I had to pull out the pocket pancake. But yeah, Brewers baseball postseason. Getting excited tomorrow night. Game one of the NLDS right here on 95.3 WBEV. They've got the afternoon game. I'm a little bummed. I was kind of hoping for the night game for game one, but we'll take it.
I'm disgusted about it, but
I know. So, coming up tomorrow, pregame 12:30, first pitch at 1:08. And then, of course, because of that, there's also a Badger football game tomorrow. So that game originally was going to be here on WBEV. That is going to be over on the AM side of things, over on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. So you can catch the Badgers over there tomorrow. So, yeah, you got your choice. And then game two of the NLDS coming up on Monday night. So Monday they get the night game. And that'll be a 7:30 pregame, 8:08 first pitch here on 95.3 WBEV. And home field advantage, first two games at in Milwaukee. It's gonna be an exciting weekend, my friend.
Find a way to win tomorrow. It's just something about it. When you go down 0-1, it feels so entirely different than when you're up 1-0.
Yes.
I can't explain it, but just go up 1-0. We'll worry about that on Monday. I expect when you and I talk again to be very, very excited about where the Brewers are at. The other thing, Kale, big, big stuff tonight. Beaver Dam football is looking to go 3 straight wins in conference play. They're in Keewaskum. That's going to start about 6:40. Tim Ladder and Wade Bates, myself, will be out there, boots on the ground, as the Golden Beavers look for 3 straight wins. And they're going to do it, Kale. I've got a feeling. This is going to be a special weekend.
I've got a good feeling, man. They've been looking good. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's been a minute since I've looked at their schedule, but I think, is this their last road trip of the regular season?
It is, and mercifully so. They've lived on the road this year. So.
Yeah, I mean, because I know, obviously, and how great would it be, by the way, to get that third win as you get ready to head into homecoming week next week?
No, I mean, that would be fantastic. Then you welcome in a very strong side in Port, end the year with Plymouth. So you know what? Take care of business tonight. You get to start really getting excited about these last 2 weeks coming back here to Durleith Field.
Exactly. That game, by the way, Beaver Dam game, both on ESPN Beaver Dam and over on Daily Dodge TV, 6:45 the pregame. Yourself, Wade Bates, Tim Ladren, all going to be there. On the other side of things, got another game going on tonight. This is going to be a big one, too. Columbus and Lake Mills.
That's a monumental. About Hunter Vaughn yesterday on the Dam Sports Show said the best quarterback in the state of Wisconsin is Tyler Woleen of Lake Mills. 23 touchdowns, no interceptions, 1,500 yards, and it's October 3rd.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's going to be a fun one to watch, and we know how good that Columbus team is.
They always are a wagon over there, and that defense is going to be a huge test, biggest one so far for Lake Mills. So you got a lot of options tonight. I know I'm not watching the score on purpose, so when I get home from the Beaver Dam game, I get to fall asleep and watch Lake Mills Columbus at the same time.
You know what? That's a great plan, my friend.
Kale, you're the man. It's been great. Another fun week here. We'll be back same time, same place. Go Crew. On Monday morning at 9 a.m. with more Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.